Should she stay or should she go? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sure, Hillary Clinton doesn't want to quit. I know something about that feeling, having dabbled once in politics myself. Running for office is a grind, but it's an intoxicating grind. People cheer. All the cameras turn toward you when you enter the room. The coverage may be nasty, but at least they're talking about you. You count. You're making a difference.
The superdelegates have to make a decision. Who best to take on John McCain? She wins Florida. She wins Ohio. She wins Pennsylvania. She wins Michigan. You win those states, you win the general election.
But we're not seeing the usual triumphant email bulletins on the vast amounts of money rolling in, probably because vast amounts of money aren't rolling in. And she has to face the fact that she may owe her slim victory in Indiana to talk show nemesis Rush Limbaugh, who prodded his Hillary haters to crash the Democratic primary and prop her up as a punching bag. Operation Chaos. But there is something she could do, short of quitting, that might throw a little chaos back at the Republicans. The unintended consequence of prolonging the Democratic fight is that John McCain is invisible. So suppose Hillary stays in but stops trying to hurt Barack Obama and instead aims at John McCain. She and Obama are far more compelling on TV than McCain is, so the two of them together would see the Democrats sucking up twice as much media coverage as he would. And those clever crossover Republicans would simply be buying more free airtime for Democratic stump speeches. And there's a lot of time to fill in the next month. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.